Themis Claritas. Themis, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, I'm glad we've got you on today. I don't know how many people tell you this, but I want to say this, that I am a fan, and I admit it, because you tell people exactly how you feel.
Well, I try to, because I feel like even if the news isn't good, people need to know the truth. And I've told you this before, I'm a loudmouth Greek girl, so that's all I know.
Sorry, so Themis, let's talk about Sandy Hook and the fund that was, I don't know, misplaced, stolen. First of all, how much was it?
Well, people probably don't remember, but they do know that back when we had the Sandy Hook tragedy occur, there were a lot of legislative remedies that we came up with. And one of them was setting up the Sandy Hook Workers Assistance Program. And it was there was no state money. It was all donations. And I believe it was around $300,000, $400,000 at its highest point.
Wow.
And the state Office of Victim Services was charged with administrating it. That was supposed to end in 2015. They were supposed to choose a charity to take over the administration. They chose the ULA, the United Labor Agency, and which is the charitable arm of the AFL-CIO. And you know, they did their vetting and their process, and they chose this group, which was fine. And when they took over, there was about $115,000 in that fund. They could only show about $12,000 between administrative costs and actual payouts to people. Victims. Now remember, this is victims, firemen, policemen, teachers, people that were actually on scene that day. And so, you know, simple math, if you start out with 115, give or take, and you subtract 12,000, you get about $103,000. But unfortunately, all they could show was $6,000 in the account. And somebody from Newtown contacted their state rep and their state senator. Representative Belinsky brought it to my attention. We sent him to the Attorney General's office, who should be investigating these things. And within 7 months, there was back and forth, different conversations between the Attorney General's office and Representative Belinsky. And after 7 months, the Attorney General concluded that this is resolved to their satisfaction. Now, I don't know where $103,000 is missing, and you find that resolved to your satisfaction.
Whoa.
So we went directly to the state auditors, whose job is to do this exact thing, look at agencies and commissions and different accounts in the state. And they, of course, realized there's $103,000 missing, and that's a problem. So that was the announcement we made last week. The ULA, United Labor Agency, this charitable arm, immediately responded and said, we'll put the money back. Now, I think that that's great, except...
Put the money back.
I want to know where the money is and why it wasn't there.
It sounds like
I'm sure Bernie Madoff wanted to put the money back, too, if he had it.
So if someone's saying that they're going to put the money back, that tells me that they have it.
Correct. And so that was their response. They have since put out statements explaining that they're as upset about this as we are. And they... They have a lawyer looking into this, and they're going to tighten up their practices going forward, et cetera, which are all wonderful things. Okay, I thank them for that. The problem is the money wasn't there. Where was the money? Why was it out of the account? Were there other charities they were administering? Why was that money commingled? You know, this is one of the biggest tragedies in this country's history. And if that money is not held sacred, I don't know what money should be.
There you go.
Yeah, regardless of the money being replaced or who is even replacing it, someone still took that money.
That's right.
It's just not, well, you know what? It's like if you're sitting in a room, I was giving this example earlier in the show using Brad as an example. If you're sitting in a room and you placed a $50 bill on a table, okay, then you get up, you walk out of the room to go grab a bottle of water, and you come back, and you notice that $50 bill is gone. And you tell me, hey, Gary, I put $50 on a table. Did you see it? I really needed it. I was going to buy a Christmas gift. And I turn around and say, Geez, no, Themis, that's terrible. Hold on, but let me give you $50. Don't worry about it. You know, I'll cover that for you. Okay, that's fine and dandy. That $50 bill was replaced, but that's separate. There was still a crime committed. Someone still stole that $50. Now, I'm just using that as an example, because that's exactly what's going on. It sounds like, it appears to be, that's what's going on. Money was taken. Okay, fine and dandy, it's being replaced. Thank you. However, that doesn't eliminate the fact that money was either misplaced or outright stolen.
You're right. And even if, let's just say, best case scenario, that money was taken and put in to use in other accounts, and when the money was needed in this account, it was going to be kind of put back in.
Yeah.
That's wrong, too, because what if something happened and that money wasn't available when that victim needed it? I mean, you see it all the time. People in jobs need some extra money, and they have the ability to control a certain work account, right?
Yeah.
And even though that money's not theirs, they have no ability to use it as their own. They say, well, I'm going to take this $10, and I'm just going to use it to buy myself coffee this week, but I'll put it back next week and nobody will notice. The problem is that $10 becomes $20, becomes $30.
Mm-hmm.
And what if next week you really don't have that money? What if you spent it doing something else and then your office needs the money? And so there's just a lot of unanswered questions here, and we need to have them answered. We met with the auditor's office again yesterday, and we continued the conversation as to what next steps could be. And so we're talking to them and the state's attorney's office. I think it's a shame that the attorney general was supposed to be taking care of the people of this state and defending them. After 7 months, came out with the answer, this is resolved to our satisfaction. What? After 7 months, it was just as bad as it was when we gave it to you.
Yeah.
Where the money went? No. So what's resolved?
Yeah. How is it resolved to the satisfaction? What's the satisfaction? Because it was replaced? The crime was still committed, though.
And by the way, it was never fully replaced. It was partially replaced.
Boy, oh boy.
And, you know, I'm just gonna say this. We all know, Gary, you've been in politics a long time. Brad, you've been doing this a long time. The biggest problem we have in politics today is people don't trust the government.
I say that all the time.
Or federal government or any other government. And it's not fair to good people who are doing the right thing, mm-hmm. but I understand why people don't trust, because people don't keep their word. And things like this happen, it just continues to exacerbate this problem and say, you know, people are going to, who are listening today or have seen this story, they're going to go to a dinner party, they're going to have dinner with their family, and they're going to say, see, they're all no good. Nobody can trust government because they're not doing what's best for us.
Well,
and that's sad.
And it makes people reevaluate as far as whether they want to donate to charity or fundraising anymore. Because if they don't think that money that they're donating, that hard-earned money that can go to so many other uses, that they've chosen that particular area to donate to, that, you know, that particular charity to donate to, and knowing that it was misused or is even stolen by, well, we don't know. That's why people become so disenchanted with the whole process.
You're right, and especially this time of the year when we're so close to the anniversary of that sad day, and holiday time when charities really need this money because they're helping all these people who are in need, and this is what we have to read when we turn on the radio or open the newspaper.
We're
trying to find the answer, and we're going to do everything we can to find that answer. I think that there's also, we're looking into whether we can take that charity away from the group that has it to put it back. And it really should have stayed in the Office of Victim Services hands. I mean, the law was followed when it was changed to the charity, but I think I would feel more comfortable, and I think most people would feel more comfortable if it went back
to
the Office of Victim Services.
And having a system where it's not one person that's in control or has the oversight of that money, where it's maybe two or three people or a committee that in other words, people are policing each other. They're watching each other, you know. I'm just trying to think of all the different ways. Having one person, that's one heck of a responsibility. In fact, it's a responsibility that I wouldn't want to have, and I wouldn't steal it. But I'd be afraid that if anything is missing and it falls upon one person's responsibility, that, of course, automatically you're going to point the fingers at that individual. It should be groups of people, or I don't know.
I think you're saying that there needs to be checks and balances of some sort. So I think when it was in the hands of the Office of Victim Services, that is in the Department of the Judicial Branch in the state of Connecticut, I think people typically trust those groups. That's their job to protect victims. And so when that organization was in charge, everything went smoothly. And I think it should go back to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you stop to think about this and this story, and there are other stories like this, but what we need is we need other people. And I don't know how many there are, but I know that you have done what has to be done. And I think it's a tremendous happening for all of us, because now we know that these things do happen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to also, there's a lot of credit given to Representative Belinsky, because he's the one, his constituent contacted him and he brought it to us. And he's been dogged in his fight to make sure, even when he didn't get any satisfaction from the Attorney General's office after 7 months, brought it back to us and said, you know, Thomas, what are we going to do with this now? Where can we go? So, you know, he really gets the credit for fighting this fight and making sure that those victims are taken care of in the way that they should.
Well, they're very fortunate to have Representative Belinsky as their state representative. I know him. We reached out to him, by the way, and we did not get a response, but we did hear from Senator Tony Wong, who was, I think, on the show Monday. And it sounded like it was all resolved, that the money was replaced and it's all fine and dandy and move along, you know. But
that's what we were talking about earlier, right? Let's assume the money was completely put back, and it's my understanding that hadn't happened yet. Some of the money was put back. That's nowhere near enough the answer to this problem. That doesn't seem like it would be resolved to you two, and it's certainly not resolved to me.
No, just replacing the money, even if every dollar, that dollar for dollar, was replaced, does not eliminate the fact that it was misplaced or stolen in the first place.
That's the story.
Yeah. Right, that is the story. So that's why when we talked about this at the press conference last week, I read the exact quote from the Attorney General's letter to us about it. We consider this matter resolved. I don't know in what world $103,000 missing with no answer as to where it went, what you did with it. Is there other money commingled? And the list goes on. I don't know in what world or in whose mind that would be resolved. Cause it's not in mine.
No, you're completely right. Hey, listen, Themis, thank you so much for being with us this morning and clearing a lot of that up for us.
Well, anytime, and I hope you all have a great Christmas and New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you after the New Year. Thanks for being with us.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.